This article is entitled Created by the Creator. The creative force that runs through all life is called by many names. The most common name in the United States is God or Great Spirit if you're a Native American. But in other countries, they give the creative force other names such as Buddha, Yahweh, or Allah. While the belief systems of the different religions vary, the core belief that there is a force responsible for creating us is the same. But the followers of these different beliefs frequently get caught up in the differences instead of the sameness. And the sameness is that we are created by the Creator and thus are an extension of creation, which in my mind says we also have the power to create. Art, music, friendships, business enterprises, and families are all expressions of the creative force moving through us. I'm not sure why people are afraid to claim that they are part of that force and thus have the power to create. Perhaps it is because they don't want to take responsibility for their creations. Or maybe it's because they feel inadequate and thus feel separate from that power. If we fully accept that we are a product of the creative force, we will also realize that we are not alone in our ability to create. It is only when we believe we are separate that we lose our joined power and our belief that we are part of a creation. But we never stop creating. We just don't create in alignment with the creative force at all times. Alignment with the creative force means that your desire to create is for the good of the whole. Because at that point, when you're desiring to create for the good of the whole, it connects you and you become aware that you are part of the whole. This doesn't mean you can't create the money you need, the love you need, the spiritual growth you need, or the lifestyle you need, but all those things must connect you to the creative force in others rather than separate you. Staying connected to the creative force of life means that when you pray, you meditate, or just walk in nature, you allow yourself to feel that connection. From that connected place, whatever intent you hold will become a reality. But praying or meditating because you feel powerless means you're not claiming yourself to be part of creation. It is so easy to let oneself feel separated from the whole of creation because our programming has programmed us to have feelings of inadequacy, and they want to crowd in to say, you can't be more than you are right now. But you can. You just feel your connection to the creative force of which you are part. And you can be more than you are right now. Terry's with us today. Do you have any comments or questions?
I do. This teaching kind of turns my growing up belief that God is like kind of above the clouds. Like if you're on an airplane, he's even above that. And you pray to him and you ask him for stuff and you kind of make deals. Like if you do this for me, I'll do that. That maybe that's because I was raised Catholic. To hear you say, I'm a part of God. He is not separate from me, is, you know, it's a lot to hear.
It is. But if you look, if you are a mother and you have a child, you realize that that child has some of your DNA, but it's a unique child. We're made as unique facets of creation. Everything is unique. But part of that DNA or that creative force that made you is part of you. It's the same thing. It's not like we are duplicates of the Creator, but we have that energy that comes through us that made us, just like a mother that makes a baby. The mother and father have their genes in that child, but the child is unique. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Thank you for that. I hear that because
So, you know, if we were all just duplicates of the Creator, there would not be a uniqueness. And creation is about uniqueness. Think about it. People who are creative come up with new, unique things. This is a hard concept, and I have to say that there is a woman that edits my things, and she told me not to print this. Because she said, it's too difficult for people to understand, and you're going to have too many people disagree. I don't think so, because it doesn't matter what your belief system is. You can pray in a different way. You can believe a different thing. You can go to a different church. You know, it doesn't really matter. But to realize that you have the power of that creative force that is your genetic makeup that allows you to also create and continue the line. It is the genes from the mother and father that go into the child that mean the child then can create a child. Well, when they grow up.
You know, hearing you say all this, I feel more powerful in that I don't have to say like, well, that didn't go well. I guess, you know, God didn't want that for me. Or, you know, like I make an excuse that it's outside of me of why it didn't happen or whatever, but it's not that at all.
It doesn't take away your responsibility, because if you're part of the creative force, you have to accept that all of life, all living things are part of that creative force, and therefore you are part of that. You're not separate from that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.